Family is everything. Sometimes you cannot live without them, and at times you wish you couldn't deal with some of the family members. And sometimes you can just tolerate family for the sake of staying together. While small in numbers, the Melcher Dallas football program has become a family, and one of the leaders is senior Logan Godfrey.
We hang out outside of school as a team for bonding and all that, so having 11 guys is definitely easier to get to know than 40 or 30 or anything.
And like every family, that leader is one everyone looks to in good times and when things get off track. Saints coach Pat Ferguson is thankful for an athlete like Logan Godfrey, who not only leads on the field, but is instrumental in getting everyone together for off-field activities.
These guys are buddies. They hang out, you know, not only here at practice, but after school, on the weekends. You always hear about them all hanging out together, which is great. And like you said, with our numbers being so small, the freshmen still look up to Logan. Even the freshman football players we have on the team look up to Logan and Lucas and to Max, our other seniors. So they're seeing how it's supposed to be done, and we're hoping that the culture will change a little bit. And with those three seniors busting their butt every single day, we're hoping the younger kids pick up on it, and it just starts to become a norm around here.
Godfrey's co-captains are Max Enfield and Lucas Arrington. Both are appreciative that Melcher Dallas football family has a person like Logan Godfrey.
He's a great friend. He treats every teammate really well, and I consider him my family, and I think most of the team does as well.
As well as he helps everybody with plays along with everything in practice. He's just really good for the team.
So what does the leader of the family done this season? Godfrey has 642 yards rushing with 8 touchdowns. He has 108 yards receiving with a score. He has even done some quarterback duties for 59 yards and a touchdown. Defensively, Godfrey's been pretty good as well, getting 19 tackles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 6 interceptions. Last week in the Saints' 44-6 win over Twin Cedars, Godfrey could not be stopped, rushing 24 times for 258 yards and 3 touchdowns, catching 2 passes for 50 yards, and completing 1 pass for 14 yards and a touchdown, and had one of his 6 picks. Coach Ferguson says Godfrey got his cues as a younger player from another Saints star that he says is cut from the same mold. Last year, Cole Metz was the heart and soul of the Saints family, and Godfrey simply picked up where Metz left off.
And I know the kids all looked up to him, and again, Cole was the best of friends with him too, so it's great to have that little family camaraderie that they have. And like I said, I hope it continues and the younger kids can learn from Cole, from Logan, from Lucas, from Max, even some of our juniors that have been stepping up this year.
While it is a cliche, Godfrey lives by the rule, there is no I in team, something that the Saints family or any family needs to adhere to be a strong unit.
On the field, I think it takes all 8 guys. The blockers help me a lot. The receivers, obviously, taking pressure away from me on the field helps a lot. Yeah, there's no I in team.
Like any small school, most of the athletes also play other sports. So this winter, Godfrey will play basketball. He'll try to return to the Blue Oval this spring in track and field and round out his athletic career for the Saints in baseball. Max Enfield and Lucas Arrington are looking forward to playing with their friend and family member this year.
Yeah, exactly like that. We all work hard in every sport, and he's one of those guys that shows up every day to work hard.
He's truly great for every single team we have him on. He's just an amazing guy to have around.
Logan is looking forward to the final 4 games of his high school football career, and in his humble team or family first outlook, he hopes his teammates and even he has a great finish to the season.
Hopefully keeping everyone healthy, hopefully win more a few games, and hopefully I can do the best I can.
Like many families, the Melcher Dallas football program has its ups and downs this season. Hopefully this week against Woodward Academy is another one of those nights where family can celebrate a win. But either way, the family will be there for each other, and Logan Godfrey will be at the center of that family, making sure it all stays together. For Football Friday Night and this player profile of Melcher Dallas's Logan Godfrey, I'm Derek Cardwell.